Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 21st of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we are preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Psalms 120 to 134. Of course, we can't cover all the detail in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 121 and verses 1 and 2. It reads, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The pilgrim is traveling towards Jerusalem as he goes uphill. He's going into the hills and he is seeing the hills around him, and they are tall, they are imposing, and he looks at them with some apprehension, and well he might, because bandits might be there. It was not a safe road, and this would cause fear in his heart. Protection is a burning issue for a pilgrim who is traveling arduously and through lonely country. Don't we feel that at times in our Christian lives, that this pilgrimage doesn't always feel safe? For the Old Testament pilgrim, there might also be promises of a kind in the hills, a promise of a kind of help, a false promise really, but in those days, pagan temples, altars and shrines were on the hills, Jeremiah 19 verse 5. They have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire as offerings to Baal, something I did not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind. But that's what the Israelites did, in fact, in much of their history. Travelers in trouble might seek help from the sun god or get a magic charm to ward off evil spirits that would cause a stumble or a broken ankle. But these sources of protection are illusory. Jeremiah 3 verse 23. Surely the idolatrous commotion on the hills and mountains is a deception. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. No, indeed, the hills do not have the help that we crave. Often we look in the wrong places for help, sometimes any place other than God. What are our high places where we go for protection and help and comfort and a sense of security, the places other than God? Well, the psalmist says in verse 2, he says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Every journey we make, even the difficult ones, are made on an earth where God is supreme. He made all this around us. And God is available in his creation. He's available to help. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. He gives the way out. He is there. He is involved. And our call is simply to ask him for the help that we need, as the line in the what's called the Lord's Prayer goes in Matthew 6, verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God simply wants us to ask for the help. In this psalm, God as Lord or Yahweh is mentioned five times in eight verses. Help comes from the Lord. Verse 5, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. Verse 8, the Lord will watch over your coming. He is a very present God. He is a very personal God. He is our helper, our guardian, or the one who guards, eight times in this psalm. The psalmist's thinking began by looking at the hills and feeling, I think, some fear. But then his thinking quickly jumps from the hills to what lies beyond them, the maker of those hills and the maker of the universe. Setting our hearts and minds on things above will help us when we're in fear. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 3, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. If we do that, we need have no fear. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so via the website, nwlcc.org. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.